إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, one of the most beautiful ayat, and this is relating to where we began yesterday, which is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he said, وَإِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. His Rabb said to him, submit, and he said, I have submitted. In relation to that, there is another ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described an interaction between himself and Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this beautiful interaction which is a reflection of the connection between the Abd and the Rabb, between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his slave, in this case the Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. And when Ibrahim alayhi salam said, my Rabb, show me how you give life to the dead. And see the reply to that. I mean, this is something which I absolutely delight in reading and reflecting on. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, show me how do you give life to the dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not show him immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, awalam tu'min? Qala awalam tu'min? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you don't believe? Don't you believe I can do it? Ajeeb. What kind of connection is this? What kind of relationship is that? And is hattak betakallufiya? अल्लाह से पूछ, ये अल्लाह आप कैसे जिंदा करते हैं? तो अल्लाह क्या बोलते हैं? तुम मानते नहीं क्या? क्या तुम नहीं मानते? मैं नहीं कर सकता हूँ. एंड देन सी द रिस्पॉन्स ऑफ इब्राहिम अलैहिस्सलाम. قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي. This word bala in Arabic has a wonderful meaning. It means, yes. It doesn't just mean yes. It means of course, why not? It's a very emphatic yes. But then he says, but so that I have itminan of the qalb. See, as I remind myself, the purpose of ibadah is to connect with Allah. It's not just simply reading something, repeating something, making some motions, sitting, standing, whatever, fasting. The purpose is something else. This is the means. These are the tools. And as an example, I always give, if somebody buys a car and you see him constantly polishing it and cleaning it and this and that, alhamdulillah, it's good. But then when he has to go somewhere, he's walking. So you ask him, what is the point of this car, He said, no, I'm looking after my car. I'm sure it's always, it's full of gas, the tank is full, and I start it every morning, and the engine is running properly. So he's doing all that he has to do with regard to the car, but he doesn't use the car. The car is of no use to him. When he has to go somewhere, he still walks. So phir wo gaadi ka maqsad kya hai? Why does he have the car? To do what? Is that the purpose of the car? To wash it and clean it and so on? So that does not mean that if you have a car, don't wash it, don't clean it. No. You should wash it, you should clean it, you should maintain it, you should, fill up with gas and so on. But the purpose of the car is something else. The purpose of the car is to take you from point A to point B in safety, in a short time, and so on and so forth. If that purpose is not being fulfilled, then what is the good of the car? And this is the state of our ibadat, illa mashallah. There are those who have no car at all, so that's a different issue. But there are those who have a car and they are doing something and so on, but maqsad hal nahi ho raha, there's no benefit in that. So still the person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he stands there and says, Allahu Akbar. He recites Quran and so on. Then after he moves out from the masjid, or maybe even just after he finishes salam, then the heart is still filled with all kinds of, worry and this and that and stress and what will happen to me and this and that. Wallah. Heart is filled with greed, it's filled with envy, it's filled with hatred, it's filled with, I want this, I want this, I want this. For what? To do what? Whatever you want, whatever you have to leave it here on the face of this earth. And that is what Ibrahim alayhi salam, this lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching him. Can you not? Ya Allah, how do you give life after death? The ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is saying, don't you believe? Does Allah know that Ibrahim alayhi salam believes or not believes? Of course. That is a symbol of the closeness of the relationship of the Abd and the Rabb. And this is not restricted to Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is what is possible for every human being who Allah created. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring whoever as close as he wants. And I'm not saying that you will become closer to Allah than Ibrahim alayhi salam. But nothing stops you from trying. And you don't have to get, it's not a question of darajat, we are not comparing to somebody. Allah gave us these examples so that we can aspire to be like them. So the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ask for the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives you something to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have showed Ibrahim alayhi salam straight away. Alright, this is how I do it. Look here. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, catch 4 birds. Make them, tame them. Make them your friends. Now, anyone who knows anything about animals and birds, you can't just go catch an adult bird. You can't get it. So catch a bird means what? Go find a nest. Fledgings have to be at the right age. If you take them too young, you can't feed them, they will die. If you take them too old, they fly away. So catch those fledgings, raise them. How long does it take? It don't take years, but it still takes few months. And 4 different birds. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show his power. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, then kill them, they will become alive. No. Allah said, put a part of them on 4 different mountains. So what does it mean? It means kill them, chop them up, mix them up, then take this mixture. This is my understanding of the ayat, but I'm saying take a part means what? Must mean this only, because all 4 together, right? So take the 4 together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you want to know how I bring them alive? First of all, let me complicate the problem for you. It's not just a matter of bringing alive. Here it was dead, it became alive. Okay, this is one way. But let me complicate the problem even more for you. Take 4, then chop, tame them and so on. Let them recognize your voice. As if all this is necessary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do all that. No, you asked a question, so work hard. You asked a question, so work hard. So chop them up, mix them up. Now take that mixture and put one piece, one lump of mixture with the pieces of all the 4 birds on one mountain. Oh, you catch 4 mountains. So Ibrahim alayhi salam has to do a lot of hard work. Go climb the mountain, put it on top of that mountain. Go climb the other mountain, put it on top of all that. And come back and in the middle, stand there in the valley and then call the birds. And they will come to you, they will come to you running or flying. See the issue of the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the lesson from this also is that your effort, if you look at all this, and you say, what does my effort or what does the effort of Ibrahim alayhi salam have to do with bringing back these things alive? At the end of the day, they got life because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a hukum. So this whole effort of Ibrahim alayhi salam, you know, chop it and take it and make friends with it and take it to the mountains and whatnot is for what? His effort did not yield that result. Take for example the effort of Hajra alayhi salam, when she did Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. What was the incident there related to that? Yesterday I forgot to mention that. What was the incident there related to that?
Zamzam.
What does Zamzam have to do with this lady, our mother, alayhi salam, running up and down two mountains? If effort had to do something with it, she should have been digging there, trying to find some water, and then water would have come. Okay, her effort led to the action. But what was her effort? Her effort was ibadah. This is what we need to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not dependent on your effort to provide you with sustenance. Allah will give you in relation to you fulfilling the purpose of your creation, which is not digging in the soil, it is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What she was doing, running up and down the mountain, was ibadah. How was it ibadah? Because she was fulfilling the purpose of her creation, which was to take care of her child and through the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she was going up and down. When you read the seerah, what do they tell you? They say she went up to see if there was any help. What is that? She is not creating anything. She is looking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when you finish your salah in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, what did Allah say? When you finish your for salah, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah said, go spread on the earth and search for the fadl of Allah. Search for the fadl of Allah. What is the meaning of search? If I tell you search for some elephants in this room, can you find them? There are no elephants. There's no sensor. But if I tell you search for plastic chairs, search for fans. So search for means what? It means it is already there. It has been placed there for you. Go look for it. Go find it. Did Allah say go and create your meal after you finish your salah? Go cook your food after you finish your salah. Go and create your sustenance. Did Allah say that? No. He said wabtahu min fadlillah. Allah's fadl is already there. Go look for it. Allah didn't say go make it, go create it. You worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fadl of Allah is waiting for you. Go pick it up. Go and take it. You don't have to pay for it. So it does not mean don't make effort. Make effort, but don't tire yourself in the effort. Don't kill yourself with the effort. Don't get stressed out with the effort. Don't become maroob and don't become subservient to others and bow before others, either literally or allegorically in terms of your heart before others. What comes to you comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the khudrat of Allah. Nobody by any stretch of the imagination can say that Ibrahim alayhi salam did anything at all to revive those birds. Ibrahim alayhi salam's actions have nothing to do with the birds' revival. Nobody can say by any stretch of the imagination that the action of Hajra alayhi salam was linked to, or you know, this was something which could possibly bring about the appearance of spring from the earth. No. They did their work, they confirmed and they fulfilled their purpose, which is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, ibadat is not only making salah. Ibadat is to fulfill the purpose of your creation. Allah created you for a purpose, which is the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which is for whatever He put you on the earth, and the rest of it follows. The sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes by the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to fill our hearts with yaqeen and to fill our hearts with His noor and to give us itminan of the qalb. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.